じゃあ何の話をすると思いますか。イエス様の誕生の時の話をしたいと思います。
Last week we talked about a prophecy that told about Jesus' birth.
先週はイエス様の誕生の予言について話をしたんですけど。
Today we'll talk about who knows where Jesus was born.
今日はイエス様が生まれた場所について話します。どこかわかる人。
In a stable, do you know the name of the town?
名前ですね。町の名前わかる人。
Bethlehem. Whoa, Bethlehem. Good job. Has any of you ever thought about, wonder why he was born in Bethlehem?
なんでベツレヘムで生まれたんだろうって考えたことないでしょ。
Most of us were just simply born where our parents were living, right?
私たちはきっとこう両親がその時に住んでたところで生まれたと思うんですけど。
Nikki was born in Japan because we lived in Japan at that time.
Nikki は私たちが日本に住んでたから日本で生まれました。
And I'm going to bet that you were born in...
Noah
was born in Bethlehem. I'm going to go with you were born with wherever your mom and dad lived at that point in time. But Jesus wasn't born where his mom and dad lived. Mary and Joseph actually lived in Nazareth.
マリアとヨセフはナザレに住んでたんですね。
But as we already said, Jesus was born in.
でもイエス様は生まれました。
Bethlehem. And he was born there because.
なんでそこで生まれたと思います。
Yes. Do you know why?
わかる。
Wow. The emperor of the time, Caesar Augustus, said everyone returns to the town of your family, you have to get registered to pay taxes.
その時その自分の父親の故郷に帰ってその住民登録をして税金を納めなさいってそう言われたから戻ってたんですね。
So that of course meant that Joseph and Mary had to head to Nazareth. And that was actually a trip of about 80 miles. And of course, poor Mary was on that lovely little donkey while she's pregnant. But you know, it wasn't just an accident that happened at that time to take them back to Bethlehem.Because Bethlehem was actually prophesied that that would be the place the Messiah would be born. And so it doesn't really matter how you look at it, except that God knew that taxation would happen, and so Jesus would have to be born in Bethlehem instead of Nazareth, so he announced it through the
prophets.
And so if you look in Matthew chapter 2, as the wise men are coming looking for Jesus, they actually quote the prophecy.
なのでマタイ見てみるとこの祭司たちがイエス様を探しているときにこの予言について話します。
The wise men saw a what?
この祭司たちは何を見ましたか?
What did the wise men see?
何を見つけた? 見つけて何を見つけた?
I can't hear you. They saw a star and so they followed it.
星を見ましたね。その星をについていきました。
And they come to King Herod and his temple and or his building and they say, where is this king that we see the star of? And when the king asks, well, where is he supposed to be born? The wise men quote this verse.
そしてヘロデ王がその人はその王はどこで生まれるのかって聞いたときに彼らはこう答えます。
So let's read together and we'll go Japanese first.
まず日本語から答え読みます。読める人一緒に読んでください。ユダの地、ベツレヘムよ、お前はユダの指導者たちの中で決して一番小さいものではない。お前から指導者が現れ、私の民イスラエルの王者となるからである。
All right, so let's read in English. If you read English, read with me Matthew 2, verse 6. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So wise men say this quote this verse and then take off to go and find Jesus because he wasn't there in Jerusalem. And as they left Jerusalem, they saw the star again, and the Bible says they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they come to Jesus' house, they fall down and they worship him and give him gifts.
イエス様が生まれたところにたどり着いたら、もう彼らはひざまずいて贈り物を捧げます。
Anybody know what those gifts are?
その贈り物が何だったか分かる人。
All right, we're told it's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So I like how it says that they were filled with exceedingly great joy. And a lot of us, when we think about Christmas, we are kind of that way. We're like, yes, Christmas is coming! But are you happy because it's Jesus' birth and we get to celebrate it? Or are you happy because you're thinking about the presents you're going to have?
それは神様、イエス様の誕生に対しての喜びですか、それともこうプレゼントがもらえることに対しての喜びですか。
As I get older, I'm more and more excited because the world, even though it's not always about Jesus, is celebrating his birth.
私がこう年を重ねるごとにこうもっとこうイエス様の誕生を喜べるようになってきました。
And it's a great time to be able to share with people the real meaning of Christmas and tell them about Jesus.
そして周りの人たちにそのクリスマスの本当の意味をこう伝えるようないいきっかけになるからです。
So as we get close to Christmas, I want you to think about what can you give Jesus.
クリスマスが近づくにつれ、私たちがイエス様に何をあげられるか、それについて考えたいと思います。
Now we can't really give him gifts, right? We can't say, Jesus, here's an iPad.
プレゼント、はい、iPad をあげるなんてできませんけど。
I think if I did that and let go, the iPad would just fall and hit no on the head.
それで私が今手放したら、iPad はきっと落ちて壊れてしまいますけど。
But what can we give Jesus?
イエス様に何をあげることができますか?
Someone other than Nikki, she's answered too many questions.
もうニッキーはさっきから答えすぎだから、他に誰か分かる人。
Anybody, what do you think we can give Jesus?
イエス様に何をあげられる?
Pray, talk to him, spend time with him. Do you know what I'm going for?
Love.
Love? We can give him our heart.
私たちの心をあげることができます。
As the wise men, they gave Jesus gifts, they fell down and worshipped him. I want you to think about how, even as young as you are, you have that opportunity to fall down and worship Jesus. I want you to consider giving Jesus the best gift you could give him and saying, I will follow you and give him your heart.
イエス様にあげられる一番の贈り物は私たちの心です。
So, two things. Remember how Jesus was prophesied to be born in Bethlehem, and that's where he ended up.
まず二つあります。一つは、まずイエス様はベツレヘムで生まれるという予言され、それが本当に起きました。
And so he was the Messiah that's prophesied throughout the Old Testament.
そして旧約聖書を通して予言されてたメシアなんですね。
And just like the wise men gave him gifts, we can give Jesus gifts. Through choosing to follow him and giving him your heart, that is the best gift to give Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you.For the amazing gift of Jesus Christ. God, how you looked down and said, the best way for me to show these people my love is give them my son. In Jesus, I thank you that you were willing to follow through with that plan, even though you knew it would cost you your life.So Lord, as we head closer to Christmas, I hope that you will work in these children's hearts and they will really see you as the true meaning for celebrating Christmas.
そしてクリスマスが近づくにつれ、子供たちの心に働きかけてください。クリスマスは、あなたを賛美する本当の意味を。 彼らに知らせてください。
And Father, if they have not decided that they will follow you, I ask that this year they will choose to follow you.
そしてまだあなたについていくという決心をしていない彼ら、ここから今年こそそういった決心ができるように導いてください。
So thank you for the amazing gift in Jesus, and thank you for the opportunity to give you our lives.
イエスキリストという素晴らしい贈り物、そして私たちの人生をあなたに捧げることができる素晴らしい機会を感謝します。
Lord, I just ask that every person in this room will have a chance to share with somebody the true meaning of Christmas.
この部屋にいる一人一人、すべての人がクリスマスの本当の意味を周りに伝える機会を与えてください。
And that even these kids in the school will have a chance to share your love by saying, hey, do you know what Christmas is?
子どもたちも学校でクリスマスって何か分かるという話を通してあなたの愛を周りに伝えられるようになります。
We love you, Lord, and we thank you for being so good.
あなたを愛しています。そして素晴らしい神様でいてくれることを感謝します。